All right, folks, we've got a guest in the hot seat today. Look, I didn't even intentionally do that. You're going to see why that's an interesting turn of phrase here in a moment. We've got Tom Bruja, Baker's fire chief, in the hot seat today, and been real hot out there and extra hot for you, I imagine, out of working on things this week.
Oh, yeah, we've been busy with fires starting 3rd of July. We had an incident where a person was dragging a ramp on a trailer going south of Baker towards Ecolac on Highway 7, started 17 fires in the,
17.
In the ditches. Five of them got big enough they got out of the right-of-way fences out into people's pastures. So, yeah, I encourage people to check your trailer ramps, your safety chains. You know, if you're dragging safety chains, you want to get them tightened up, twist them up a little bit so they don't bounce off the pavement when you're going down the highway and you hit a dip in the road. We've had other fires due to haying equipment. Right now we're on, for the month of July, starting out our 1st of July is our fiscal year, we're on 20 calls already for the month of July. And, you know, biggest share of them's been out in the country and haying equipment, hitting rocks in the hay fields, starting, you know, sparks. And biggest fire was here Sunday, roughly 166 acres. Come close to jeopardizing somebody's farm. Cattle were in the way of the fire. We had to get them moved. There's a lot of haying equipment, you know, still going. I encourage people to either have some kind of a water supply out there to extinguish with, you know, a fire if they start one. If they can catch it quick enough, a lot of times you can get them put out. But if they don't have no way of fighting them, no water supply, a sprayer of any kind, they're going to get away on them.
And is that something where, like, could I technically out there in my hanging equipment have a fire extinguisher tucked under the seat and take care of most of what would you see spark up? Or is it something you need something as big as a whole tank of water out there most preferably?
Well, not necessarily a tank of water, but they make these water extinguishers now. They're 2.5 gallon. They call them a silver bullet.
Okay.
It's a stainless steel water extinguisher that you can actually put water in them and recharge them yourself with air.
Oh, awesome.
And a lot of the equipment dealers are actually selling them with their farm equipment, you know, round balers, swathers. We actually have been selling them, you know, getting them through a fire supply company, and we've been selling them to different people, you know, through the fire department, just to try to help people out so they have a way to try to extinguish something, whether they get a hot bearing or who knows, hit a rock. If they happen to see it in time, you know, they can jump off with that extinguisher, and a lot of times they can catch them. But if it's a windy day and they're out there cutting these hot days, they're gone. The fires are gone.
When you've got those folks dragging stuff on a trailer, like you got a chain dragging or I guess a ramp down, kind of a bigger thing to not see in your mirror, but how do those folks figure out that that's what started? Like you said, the chain's dragging in the lower spots of the road between here and Miles City this week.
Well,
is that like something you catch up to them down the road and they don't even know they're doing?
What it is a lot of the people, they pass on the highway, see the sparks flying off, and they're the people that are passerby or seeing it and calling 911 and reporting it.
Okay.
The fires we had south of Baker on Highway 7, there was multiple people that this vehicle went by, and it was showering sparks as they went by them. Yesterday, the incident going to Miles City on Highway 12, there was 12 fires started due to a malfunction on a camper trailer. I think it was a jack or something like that was dragging. It would hit the highway every time they went into a dip or whatever, and it was like a bumper hitch camper.
Not something you would just see watching your mirror constantly unless you happen to look in the exact right moment and was not in a blind spot.
Correct.
So, wow.
But yeah, it takes nothing now to start a fire. People with cigarettes, you know, there's still people that smoke cigarettes. Dispose of your cigarettes properly. Don't throw them out the window because that cigarette will roll off the road and still be hot and lands in the dry grass on the shoulder of the road and it's gone.
Yeah.
But safety chains by on boats, campers pulling boats behind them, their safety chains are loose. Them are a big thing. You know, when they hit a dip in the road, they drop down and smack the highway and cause a spark. And that's all it takes anymore with these 100-degree days. And
like a whole tinder box along the road?
Yep. Yeah. The swathers, you know, you can find the rock out in the hayfield where they hit it, and the trail of black goes right away from the rock out into the, you know, burns the pasture.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's, I encourage people to be safe, you know, try to, you know, take a second look, do a walk around, make sure everything's up tight. You know, like say the chains aren't dragging, your latches on your ramps, make sure your ramp doesn't come down, you're going down the highway on a trailer. See a lot of that.
Yeah, so if you're ever going to give the trailer a couple time walk around, now is the time to be doing it. That's correct.
You know, a 3 minutes to check everything over before you get in and go could cause you save you a lot of grief in the future
and save our volunteer fire folks some time for sure.
It's been pretty hot out there. The guys, you know, they're taking a lot of heat, you know, fighting these fires.
Absolutely. Well, we sure appreciate the work you guys are doing out there. And Tom, thanks for coming in and spreading some knowledge with us today. We sure appreciate that. Rather spread knowledge than fire, right?
That's right. I encourage everybody to be safe.
Cool. Well, this is Tom Bruja, Baker's Fire Chief. Again, thanks for your time today. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you.